Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are speaking with the Minburn Communications General Manager, Douglas Pauls. And Doug, well, really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you. Glad to be here, and thanks for calling. We appreciate you doing the story about this.
Yeah, you are absolutely welcome, and we're talking here about that Minburn Communications. We'll be expanding the fiber internet here in rural Perry. And so to start off, Doug, how did this decision kind of come about of doing this? And just talk about the relationship with Minburn Communications and obviously the city of Perry.
Yeah, we're glad to do that. Yeah, we're bringing this fiber internet to rural Perry. North and south is how we describe it. And the best way to understand that is it's part of the Iowa Broadband Grant Program through the state of Iowa. And that grant program was for places that didn't have, they say, underserved or unserved with proper broadband. So we qualified to bring broadband to a number of areas, and Perry Rural is one of those places. And it's been in our plan for a while. That award was made about 18 months ago now, and we've been building in other areas, and we couldn't build it all at once. So now we're to the point where we're going to get it to build it in rural Perry starting in spring. And so right now we wanted to let people know so they could start signing up, and that helps the whole process of construction. So when we're building it, we can start to do the connections to homes at the same time. It just makes it much more efficient for the customers and for us.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So thanks for running down that. And like you said, it will kind of begin here in late spring. It looks like the project is divided into two main areas along Highway 141, north of it and then south of it. So can you talk a bit about what's happening in terms of that?
Sure, absolutely. Glad to do that. We just divide it that way just to help us communicate with different people that way. The project really is all that area, all rural, Perry, north and south. We're going to start very likely in the south portion of it, although in 2025, we're going to be building in both of those areas starting in the spring. We are going to start in the south area first because it's continuing on from some building that we have been doing. It's also closer to our Minburn Exchange. It just helps us, our contractors, build more efficiently. But we're going to build in both areas, north and south, this building season. And it'll take this building season and next building season, or at least half of next, the 26 year, to get everything completed. That includes the drops and getting customers signed up. Our intention is to be completely done with it by about fall, October, November of 2026, but we do expect to start turning customers up maybe later in the year this year. If all goes according to plan, sometimes weather can have an impact on construction, but that is our goal, and our intent is to start getting customers on as soon as later in the year 2025.
Awesome. Again, we're speaking here with the Minburn Communications General Manager, Douglas Pauls. And now, Doug, it also looks like since, you know, we kind of cover more of Dallas County here, it looks like you guys are going to be expanding even through Adel, Dallas Center, and then parts of Waukee as well.
Yeah, we've started those projects previously. We got originally one, a small grant program over in kind of, I guess, rural Adel. We had the first one we did, and then we had the opportunity to expand that some more. There's a whole different number of programs that come through. We call them NOFA, and it doesn't mean anything to anyone else, but all these different programs that we were able to get into through the state of Iowa, and we're so grateful that we had that opportunity. But it just let us build in some areas that for customers that needed service. They were underserved or unserved, and so that's why we built to those areas, because those customers needed it, and that's where some funding was available to help us do that. Building fiber is extremely expensive, and while we would love to build it everywhere, it's just hard to afford to do that all on your own dime. So when you can qualify for some grant areas, that helps leverage you and get you into these places where you can build it, serve customers that need it. And then we hope to, as time goes by, like edge into further into other communities as well, where there's other people that are in Adel. We have some service into the city of Perry now, and we could look to expand that. We've looked at other areas like Dallas Center. We have a good relationship with there, and we have some stuff that we'll be doing there too. But we need to do our grant areas first and get those completed, and then we can turn our attention to other opportunities that might exist.
Awesome. We're looking back here at the last year of 2024. Can you just say how the year went for the company? Were there any challenges, or were there any big projects that you guys were able to complete last year?
Sure. In 2024, we didn't finish anything. It's a continuous process of the building where we were building for the 2024 build season. We got a whole bunch of areas moved along, building fiber into these rural Adel and rural Dallas Center and rural Waukee, many areas that we've worked on. Some of those are just starting to be completed now. We had a really great fall and early winter, and our contractor is actually still working to do some things. So that's good, and we're going to start a few more customers up here in early parts of 2025. So that's good. And that's just a process that just continues. Although the weather did slow us down, you know, we needed the rain so badly for our farmers, but that does impact our construction and making the areas where we need to work pretty wet and hard to get equipment in and out of there without causing a problem. So we're obviously very cautious about that. But all in all, we're still on track. We just know that this is a multi-year project and we're about in the middle of it right now. And we're pleased to be able to bring it to customers that really need great internet service. And our fiber internet, we think, is great. And we think it's the internet that customers deserve.
Absolutely. Again, we're speaking here with the Minburn Communications General Manager, Douglas Pauls. And Doug, as we finish up here, maybe just talk a little bit about how long you've been in your role and talk about some of the duties assigned. I'm sure it's probably a lot, but maybe if you don't mind sharing some of those.
Oh, sure. Happy to do that. I've been in this role since September, and actually Deb Luke, my compatriot and soon to be predecessor, is just getting ready to retire come April. Deb and I have known each other for almost 30 years. We've worked in this industry in parallel before, so we're really excited about it. Deb and has really grown this organization and done tremendous things here, built a perfect team that works well together to do this project. And we're just excited to continue that process, move that process along. And so I'm excited to take over the reins here more officially now. And in April, when Deb steps aside and we celebrate her, then we'll just keep doing these projects and keep bringing service to customers that need it. And the great thing about the way our communities that we serve and the areas we serve is it's a great place to live and work. You have the benefits of a rural community in the country, but you also have great, great internet, and that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Once again, we've been speaking here with the Minburn Communications General Manager, Douglas Pauls. And Doug, really appreciate you taking the time to talk about everything, especially expanding the fiber internet here in rural Perry. Thanks so much for your time, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
You are absolutely welcome. That's part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.